Harper Audio presents Cat Among the Pigeons by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
Prologue. Summer Term. It was the opening day of the summer term at Meadowbank School. The late afternoon sun shone down on the broad gravel sweep in front of the house. The front door was flung hospitably wide, and just within it, admirably suited to its Georgian proportions, stood Miss Van Sittart, every hair in place, wearing an impeccably cut coat and skirt. Some parents, who knew no better, had taken her for the great Miss Bulstrode herself, not knowing that it was Miss Bulstrode's custom to retire to a kind of holy of holies to which only a selected and privileged few were taken. To one side of Miss Van Sittart, operating on a slightly different plane, was Miss Chadwick, comfortable, knowledgeable, and so much a part of Meadowbank that it would have been impossible to imagine Meadowbank without her. It had never been without her. Miss Bulstrode and Miss Chadwick had started Meadowbank School together. Miss Chadwick wore pince-nez, stooped, was dowdily dressed, amiably vague in speech, and happened to be a brilliant mathematician. Various welcoming words and phrases uttered graciously by Miss Van Sittart floated through the house. "How do you do, Mrs. Arnold? Well, Lydia, did you enjoy your Hellenic cruise? What a wonderful opportunity! Did you get some good photographs?" "Yes, Lady Garnet. Miss Bulstrode had your letter about the art classes, and everything's been arranged. How are you, Mrs. Bird?" "Well, I don't think Miss Bulstrode will have time today to discuss the point. Miss Rowan is somewhere about, if you'd like to talk to her about it. Oh, we've moved your bedroom, Pamela. You're in the far wing by the apple tree." "Yes, indeed, Lady Violet. The weather has been terrible so far this spring. Oh, is this your youngest? What's your name?" "Hector. What a nice aeroplane you have, Hector." "Trésoreuse de Vouvoir, madame. Ah, je regrette, ce ne serait pas possible cet après-midi. Mademoiselle Bulstrode est tellement occupée. Good afternoon, Professor. Have you been digging up some more interesting things?" In a small room on the first floor, Anne Shapland, Miss Bulstrode's secretary, was typing with speed and efficiency. Anne was a nice-looking young woman of 35, with hair that fitted her like a black satin cap. She could be attractive when she wanted to be, but life had taught her that efficiency and competence often paid better results and avoided painful complications. At the moment, she was concentrating on being everything that a secretary to the headmistress of a famous girls' school should be. From time to time, as she inserted a fresh sheet in her machine, she looked out of the window and registered interest in the arrivals. "Goodness," said Anne to herself, awed, "I didn't know there were so many chauffeurs left in England." Then she smiled in spite of herself, as a majestic Rolls moved away and a very small Austin of battered age drove up. A harassed-looking father emerged from it with a daughter who looked far calmer than he did. As he paused uncertainly, Miss Van Sittart emerged from the house and took charge. "Major Hargreaves, and this is Alison. Do come into the house. I'd like you to see Alison's room for yourself. Anne grinned and began to type again. "Good old Van Sittart, the glorified understudy," she said to herself. "She can copy all the Bulstrode's tricks. In fact, she's word-perfect." An enormous and almost incredibly opulent Cadillac, painted in two tones, raspberry fool and azure blue, swept with difficulty, owing to its length, into the drive and drew up behind Major the Honourable Alistair Hargreaves' ancient Austin. The chauffeur sprang to open the door. An immense, bearded, dark-skinned man, wearing a flowing abba, stepped out. A Parisian fashion plate followed, and then a slim, dark girl. "That's probably Princess What's-Her-Name herself," thought Anne. "Can't imagine her in school uniform, but I suppose the miracle will be apparent tomorrow." Both Miss Van Sittart and Miss Chadwick appeared on this occasion. "They'll be taken to the presence," decided Anne. Then she thought that, strangely enough, one didn't quite like making jokes about Miss Bulstrode. Miss Bulstrode was someone. "So, you'd better mind your P's and Q's, my girl," she said to herself, "and finish these letters without making any mistakes." Not that Anne was in the habit of making mistakes. She could take her pick of secretarial posts. She had been PA to the chief executive of an oil company, private secretary to Sir Mervyn Todhunter, renowned alike for his erudition, his irritability, and the illegibility of his handwriting. She numbered...